You're listening to GPB. I'm Emily Jones. Thousands of Savannah residents don't have access to fresh, nutritious foods. They live in food deserts more than a mile from a large grocery store. Savannah has several such areas, according to a recent investigation by the Savannah Morning News. Brittany Ray reported that story and joins me now. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
So where are these food deserts around Savannah?
They're scattered all over. We definitely have a huge one in West Savannah. There's also a few in East Side. Anywhere that you're living about a mile from a grocery store is technically considered a food desert.
So in your story, you point to a decline of grocery stores in Savannah. There are major chains like Food Lion and Kroger that have actually closed locations here in the last couple of decades. Why is that?
So there have been a lot of reasons. Stores feel like they can't sustain in the neighborhood. They've also felt grocery stores that have been family-owned have decided to close their doors, and they gave way to bigger chains, and now chains are leaving people without anything to do.
Why do the chains leave?
They feel that it's not sustainable in their growth plan. I know the Kroger on Southside closed because it was just not keeping up with what the store needed, the chain needed, so they closed and said everyone go to the next location.
Right, which is farther up the road. Your piece focuses on the city of Savannah, but what about the rest of Chatham County and beyond? I mean, how big of a problem is this more generally?
It's a growing problem across the country. We have a huge food desert problem in Garden City. Representative Carl Gilliard focuses on that with Savannah State Farmers Market, which is located on Highway 80, just outside of city limits. There's a few everywhere. Unincorporated areas, it's a big problem for everyone.
So what's the solution?
That's a million-dollar question. Everyone is looking for something. People have suggested community gardens. Services like Farm Truck 912, which goes around to people, has been something that people have been looking forward to. But people need to find a way to be self-sustainable, and they don't know what to do yet.
Yeah, one idea, you talked to Savannah Alderman Van Johnson, who talked about the city needing to attract more grocery stores and sort of create more of an environment where they'll succeed. Did he elaborate at all on like how the city can actually do that?
I think there was talk about incentives of bringing supermarkets to the area, but it's still a lot of talk right now. I know he is working adamantly on that, but nothing's come through yet.
What are city and state leaders doing about this?
Right now, it's a lot of talk. I think that they're trying to get all in one accord, so working with organizations as well as the community and each other to figure out what they can do.
To go back to sort of my earlier question, I mean, just based on your kind of description of where some of them fall, it sounds like it's kind of a lot of areas that have maybe higher poverty concentrations in Savannah.
They definitely go hand in hand. They're not directly correlated, but they are related. So that's one of the biggest things I wanted to focus on in this story is that food access doesn't care about your financial status. So if you live more than a mile from a grocery store and you don't have public transportation, that's considered a food desert. You've considered to have low food security or have an issue at some point in the year. And so higher poverty areas definitely have a harder time. They typically have more convenience stores. You may not have access to a car. That turns out into food insecure.
Right. It's less of a problem, I guess, if you have access to a car. It doesn't matter because you can drive to the grocery store.
It does. But again, like I said, they don't directly correlate. It's not because you're financially insecure that you don't have food access.
Well, Brittany Ray's story on food deserts in Savannah is in the Savannah Morning News at savannahnow.com. Brittany, thank you so much.
Thank you.